Jay and Nancy Thompson here from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society. Don't you just love these things they talk about to deter deer from your garden? And you can hang soap on a rope up, and you can put human hair, and you can put coyote urine and all sorts of things like that. Well, I can't say I've tried everything, but I've tried many of them. And it doesn't really matter what you do, I don't think. Whatever you say deer don't eat, they probably do. There are no absolutely 100% deer-proof ideas or plans. If food's scarce enough, hungry deer have been known to eat almost anything. But it's not even that they're hungry this time of year. It's sort of that we plant deer candy in our gardens and welcome them in. They love to have things with the like narrow-leafed evergreens, especially fir trees. And deer show particular preference for hossa, which you probably know if you've ever tried to grow them, and daylilies. I have a great driveway lined with daylilies, and if I don't look after them well, they get all eaten off. And English ivy, apparently, they seem to like, although I haven't planted any of that, because it is rather invasive. However, some people in different studies and that seem to say that deer prefer plants that have been fertilized to those that haven't. I guess they're a bit richer for their diet. And really not surprisingly, deer tend to stay away from poisonous plants. Things like daffodils, foxgloves, and poppies are common flavors that the deer tend to avoid. And they often don't like plants that have very strong smells. Different herbs like sage, ornamental salvia, lavender, they don't tend to like. Peonies, bearded iris are sort of stinky to the deer. And of course, marigolds are often like that. And I have a friend that plants alyssum along the side of her gardens each year. Whether it's the smell or they don't like the very white flowers at night, I don't know. And of course, anything that's prickly, like lamb's ears, deer don't tend to like to eat. One of my favorite deer-resistant plants for in the shade are the bleeding hearts that are just absolutely gorgeous just now. And astilbe, they don't seem to eat astilbe, and there's such beautiful colors and sizes in that. And of course, coreopsis and echinacea are other good deer-resistant plants. Liatris is a good one, you know, that tall purple-looking one. I mentioned echinacea. It's one of our favorite native flowers and a magnet for all sorts of pollinators. Salvia, or wood sage, if you like. And Shasta daisies, they don't seem to bother them too much either, which is really quite good. Now you can get all sorts of lists of top deer-resistant plants, flowers, and shrubs on the internet or by asking around. But remember, keep in mind that the first rule of deer-proofing is that there is no completely deer-proof plants. So enjoy yourself. Have a good summer. Plant what you can and spray what you can. Oh, and remember that even if something is very deer resistant, they're very vulnerable the first few weeks after planting. They haven't gotten established yet and don't have all the scents or whatever. And their leaf tissue is especially tasty. So if you have major deer problems, I recommend spraying new plants with a deer repellent for 3 to 4 weeks after planting to prevent them from being nibbled on and damaged. And even if they are feasted on, as long as the root system of the plant is not damaged, the plant should survive. So good luck. This is Nancy Thompson from the Bracebridge Horticultural Society, wishing you a great and scorpy day. Bye-bye.